Education Committee, I welcome you with open arms.
Is that so? How late do you stay open?
You don't understand. I could have had class. I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I hope they are watching. They'll see. They'll see and they'll know. And they'll say, she wouldn't even harm a fly.
What's up, everybody? You're listening to NoCo Cinema here on WGM Plus. We are your guide to cinema here in the city of Chicago. I'm Tom Hush, and I've got a really fascinating event that I've got to talk to you about today. It's called Destroy Your Art. Now, this is the third annual immersive event that marries film and performance art for a completely unique experience that is, in their words, impossible to replicate. And that's by virtue of the fact that you will get the chance to see films that will be completely destroyed after they're screened, never to be seen again. Let me bring into the conversation the co-founders of Destroy Your Art, Rebecca Fons and Jack C. Newell. Again, the co-founders of Destroy Your Art. Guys, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
So let's start with, how did this come about? How did you two come together and say, let's do an event that will only last one night and all this art is going to be gone the next day?
Sure.
Thanks, Jack.
I think Jack can probably speak to his perspective as a filmmaker, but I'll speak to mine as a film exhibitor. I've worked in film exhibition and film programming for the majority of my career. I was with the Chicago International Film Festival for nearly a decade, and now I am a programmer at a number of cinemas, an art house cinema, and then just a kind of a regular movie theater. So I think a lot about the life of a film, you know, what's its festival run, if it's going to be premiering at a festival, then what distributor buys it, what release date it's going to get, what kind of numbers it makes the first week it hits the theaters. You know, I'm a little bit like a Wall Street trader in that I'm always thinking about the life of the film, and it's kind of exhausting because ultimately these are stories and these are, you know, things that move you. It's not just about the dollars and the life of the film. So I really like the idea of kind of bucking all that and throwing it out the window and experiencing a film one time. It doesn't matter what happens to it because there's no life after it. It's not going to be on a director's reel. It's not going to be on a resume. It's not going to be in a film festival. It just exists in the moment with the audience that's watching it, the only time they're watching it. So for me, that's really fun to explore.
Yeah, totally. So I'll jump in. Or in addition to that, I think that the idea of this event is that it's a sort of exploration of both sides of the film experience, the making of the film by the filmmaker and the viewing of the film by the audience. To Rebecca's point, as filmmakers, we get overly sort of focused on, you know, how many people are going to see it? Where's it going to premiere? How does it go on forever and ever and ever? And, you know, this idea of, like, you make a film and you hope that you get DVD or Blu-ray or iTunes, all sorts of stuff, and you can't get it on. It seems like it's easier than ever to have films get out there and to be seen. But yet it's harder to actually have people actually watch your films. Probably that's the reason, is because everyone's making them. And so that's wonderful that there's this democratization of filmmaking available, but it also means that people who are making it, it's harder to get your stuff seen. So part of it is to try to refocus filmmakers, or give the opportunity to filmmakers to refocus on why did they get into this in the first place. And from the audience point of view, it's interesting because if you come to the event on August 10th, Inside Town, where we're doing this thing, you're going to be able to see something that's never going to be seen again. And so it's a one-night-only thing, like you said, where it's shown once and then destroyed forever. And so this idea of impermanence sort of flips the whole paradigm on its head, because, you know, on Netflix or Hulu, whatever's on your, Apple TV or Roku right now, is you could watch whenever. You could watch it endlessly for all time. But we're sort of saying we're not subscribing to that for this piece, for Destroy Your Art. We're doing something that sort of changes all that up.
Very cool. I should mention, Destroy Your Art is going to be happening on Saturday, August 10th. That's going to go from 7 to 10 p.m. It's at Inside Town, which is located at 1954 South Troy Street here in the city of Chicago. Rebecca, something that you touched on with your background in programming film and looking at the long life of a film is that sometimes you can worry about how the legacy of a film is going to progress, how people are going to watch it later versus how they watch it now. Whereas with Destroy Your Art, this is an opportunity to have mainly a visceral reaction for the audience and a sort of visceral creative process for the artists. I wanted to gauge what you thought about, or rather how the artists seem to take this opportunity to create something that might be more radical, whether in process or ethos, for this festival versus something that they might not normally make, something that might have to, as you mentioned, appear on a resume.
Sure. Yeah. This is our third year, so we are now working with our 15th artist. So we welcome 5 artists a year. So it was really interesting. The first year, we didn't really know what the filmmakers that we invited would experience. You know, we kind of were worried they'd be a little mad at us. And some of them were. they agreed to do it. But I think, you know, the night of the event, like a very sweaty night in Chicago, it's always in August, at least it has been so far. You know, it's hot. You know, people are feeling emotional about getting rid of something that they worked on. But it was really interesting, you know, the people who've participated, the artists who've participated, it's run the gamut. I mean, we've had tears when they destroy this work. We've had filmmakers who've been like, you know, from the get-go, they're like, I'm super into this. I like get what you're doing. I want to make something that matters, but only matters for a moment. You know, after the fact, some of them have said, oh, I feel like I've had like this weight lifted. I feel like writer's block or a creator's block has been lifted. If I can make this and just, you know, and junk it, I can make anything. You know, some of them have been like, that was my best work. Why did I do this? You know, and then others have really explored the sort of the medium and the genres that they typically work with. So we're asking for only for short original films, but some of them have, you know, if they normally work in documentary, they've tried sort of more experimental, or somebody's tried something more narrative when they, you know, normally work with something a little bit different than that. So I think, I mean, it's, you know, I'm watching from the outside as the facilitator and as an audience member the night of, but I think that there's sort of a refresh. It's a bit of a, like, you know, the old saying, kill your darlings is a thing. I mean, it's like, you've got to kind of not be so precious about your work because, you know, it frees you to be even more creative. So yeah, and I definitely had filmmakers that we've invited and they've been like, I'm not into this idea. I can't kill things that I make. I can't destroy things that I love. Like, good luck. I'll come and I'll drink beer and watch, but like, I cannot do that, which we respect. I mean, like, there's no, this is a judgment free event. I love Instagram stories. I love Snapchat. I love crappy videos on YouTube just as much as everybody. I watch the same movies over and over again. This is a judgment free zone. It's an experiment for everybody participating.
Well, yeah. And you mentioned when we're talking about this, Snapchat, Instagram stories. I mean, this is the mode of communication for many people nowadays. This is how we experience our lives. This is how we share our lives. In of themselves, they are somewhat, although increasingly permanent as more and more people want to, save some of those things. But when Snapchat first debuted, it was this really cool idea of, what if you just captured a moment and once it's gone, it's gone. Bring this into the realm of, I don't want to call Snapchat low art, but it's not exactly super constructed as much as making a film might be. But bringing that ethos into this sort of event is really, really cool. Jack, you're a very accomplished filmmaker yourself. You've got films under your belt like 42 Grams, Hope Springs Eternal. How would you feel if you had to destroy those things, say, I'm going to literally take it off of my website, take it off of Vimeo, what have you, go to the hard drive where the original footage is stored and put a drill through it. Like, how would you approach that?
Right. Well, you know, the real answer is I wouldn't destroy them. Obviously, that's crazy. Are you kidding me? But the more sort of fun answer is actually true. I mean, I think Rebecca's So Rebecca and I are married. I don't know if that's in the press release or anything, but so we talk about this sort of stuff all the time. And she's always been sort of shocked or intrigued by the fact that near the end of a process for me, when I'm finishing up a film and sound design and doing all that, I'm actually at a place right now doing that right now. I'll come home and I'm sort of like done with the movie and I've moved on and I'm ready for the next project. And she's like, I don't understand how you can do that because you just spent like a year or two of your life or 3 years or whatever on this thing. And I'm so ready to get moving on. And I think, a lot of filmmakers are actually like that. It's more about, or maybe I can't speak for everyone else. I'll just speak for myself. It's a little bit more about the process of actually making the film and the creative problem solving goes into it. And how do you tell a story? And the sharing of the audience. I mean, it's not like we're making films that people are destroying and no one gets to see it. Right. The idea is that people get to experience it, you know? And so I think for filmmakers and for myself, the actual practicing your craft and telling a story and getting into it is really the most fun of all of it. And it's really why we do it. And so I think to answer it a little bit, I do think that although it's sort of, you can be a little melancholy or whatever, but this isn't going to be existing again. Part of the answer to your question is based on intent. You know, the only prompt we give these filmmakers and I'll meet with them. I'm actually meeting with Molly tomorrow to drop off her media so they can start on their film. And, they always are sort of like, so what do you guys want us to know? And it's really just the prompt is you're making a film that will be screened once to a room full of people and then destroyed. And you need to decide what that prompt means to you. And we don't give any guidance otherwise. It's just very straight. That's it. Go for it. And so they're going into it knowing that this is going to be, you know, burned. Actually, when it comes to our event on August 10th, it's going to be burned with a blowtorch. So they're, and they're going to be the ones doing it.
Yeah.
I like the method.
We finally got fire. We wanted fire since the beginning, so we're really excited that third time's the charm. This is the fire year.
Yeah, it's fascinating because, like, if you'd shot all these, if we still worked in film, like actual physical film, like it'd be so easy to destroy the film. It just would be like burn it, you know,
yeah,
throw it in a trash can, burn it,
it'd
be gone in a second. But now with all this digital stuff, it actually sort of got way harder when digital took over to actually execute this idea. Cause it's like, how do you destroy a hard drive? Like, you know, in a way that's cool to look at in front of everyone. So we've done hard drive shredding. We had a huge hard drive shredder the first year. Last year we had this like Jaws of Life vice thing that we built. That was this monster. And then this time we're doing.
Fantastic. Destroy your art. No short of theatrics when it comes to the destruction of the art. I mean, it
should be noted that the filmmakers destroy it. Like,
yes.
We, Jack and I, do not do the actual destruction. The filmmakers are the ones who have to do it. So we do not, we provide them with the tool, but we do not do the breaking.
The means of destruction, the merchants of menace.
Yes.
I'll mention again, Saturday, August 10th, 2019, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. at Inside Town, 1954 South Troy Street here in the beautiful city of Chicago. Let's talk a little bit about the filmmakers who you've invited this year. First of all, how do you go through the process of finding these filmmakers and reaching out to them? It must be an odd conversation to have going to a diverse and emerging group of filmmakers and saying, hey, I want you to make something really new, really fresh that you'd be entirely comfortable destroying at the end of a night.
Yeah,
you want to sort of come in with respect. You know, it's like you got to be careful about how you start that conversation for sure. Yeah.
For sure. And I think the first year was even a little harder because it was this new idea. But again, like I should just give all the filmmakers we've invited or who've participated props because people really, you know, artists, they tend to kind of just get what we're going for, even if they don't want to participate. They're like, I really like this idea. And like, that's a very, you know, it gets the wheels turning for sure. But we find our filmmakers, Jack and I are both very fortunate to be in the Chicago film community. So we have invited filmmakers we know and respect and whose work we really love. We have invited filmmakers who were friends of other people we've worked with. Each year we've known the filmmakers a little bit less, which is really great. The first year was a lot of like
people we knew more intimately or we'd worked with. And we're getting a little bit away from our bubble, which is really exciting. And it's just a matter of like tracking them down and explaining to them the event and showing them photos from the previous years. And I think they all really like the idea that we're not like outside of the running time, we don't give them any, as Jack said, we don't give them any parameters or any rules or any prompts. So I think they really like the freedom of that. And also the freedom of like, you know, this isn't going to be on Vimeo, you know, so they can really kind of take risks, however they define risks,
right.
Which is fun for us. I mean, we are in the audience too, when these films get shown and we see them for the first time in their entirety too, along with everybody else. So, I think they like kind of that danger zone. It feels a little dangerous and as you said, kind of fresh, and it's like this art happening. So people want to be part of that, and we've been very fortunate to have a lot of really creative people sign on.
Just to sort of opt in on the like psyche of the filmmaker, people may not realize like who aren't filmmakers how stressful and how anxiety producing release of your film is. Because of all of the things, you know, film is a very resource intensive art form. And so it's expensive, which means that you need to try to like make that money back, and where is it going to go? And are people going to like it? And it's going to get critical reviews, or will anyone even watch it? And can you get into theaters and all this other stuff? And it ends up actually, you'll spend more time with your film by far not making it and having it out in the world than you do actually making it. And so the idea that you get to make something, you don't have to worry about that whole sometimes nightmare or just that whole roller coaster ride of getting your film out there and what do people think about it for months and months and years is actually, well, I know we sort of said it, but it is sort of freeing. And so when we come to filmmakers, like I just, what I always remember is when I drop off or I talk to them, the smile that comes across their face when they're like, oh, I think I got an idea for what I'm going to do and I'm pretty excited about it. And then they know that they can just nuke it. And it's gone forever, which is sort of fun.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really cool opportunity for an artist, because it can be, you know, from what I've learned talking to filmmakers of many different types, one of the most common things that they talk about is the nightmarish part of pushing that film and having to go to meeting after meeting and screening after screening, submission after submission, that this is a breath of fresh air for them. This is an opportunity, as you said, to make something great or maybe not so great, something that at least they've always wanted to do, and being free of the restriction of having to do a million meetings with a million people. One of the things that I really like about the group of filmmakers that you have here is that they all come from very different backgrounds while still having this common language of cinema. You've got people who are working in the animation world, doing that sort of thing, graphic design. You've got people who have some background as performance artists. You have an artist who is an Australian native who is based in Chicago now, telling female-driven stories, all these sorts of things. Why do you think that so many of these artists have found their way to being in the Chicago film scene? Obviously, you know, we can talk about New York. We could talk about L.A. Those are the hubs that just won't go away. They're the two bigger cities than us. And, of course, L.A. has Hollywood. But Chicago has a very particular set of artists where they want to come here and do things like destroy your art. They want to experiment with the ways that they put their art out, and they want to do it in a way that maybe LA or New York isn't necessarily doing right now. So as members of the Chicago film community yourselves, what is it about this city that lends itself to a more dangerous, more radical form of art exhibition?
You know, I always think that people really are drawn to Chicago because there's this hard work ethic. People can get jobs here. There's so much work here. People can get a job, get on set, start learning quickly because there's so much work and there's so much. I mean, ultimately, I'm a Midwesterner. We're a little nicer, so I think there's a little less intimidation, maybe. And then I just think, you know, the community here is so welcoming and so connected. I mean, you know, any industry, people can get kind of siloed and sort of disconnected, but I think filmmakers and the film community works very hard in Chicago to stay connected. to, you know, if you have a film or you're going to a festival, if it's a, you know, big, big festival or something smaller and more like neighborhoody, you go and you support each other. You see each other's work. You go to, you know, focus group screenings of things. You attend festival screenings. You know, I mean, I think it's people really support each other here. And I think that filmmakers who either are from here or have transplanted here find that to be true, and it keeps them around and keeps them working and keeps them reinvesting in the city and reinvesting in Chicago. Jack maybe can contradict or concur on that as the filmmaker on the phone call.
Yeah, I think maybe it's part of it too, is something that you were mentioning before when we were talking about the previous question, was this idea of failure. And I think we're allowing filmmakers to fail, or, you know, because you said the film could be great or it could be bad, but you're going to destroy it. And so the idea, when you open up to yourself the possibility that failure is okay, and some people don't like the word failure, so just whatever you want to put in that place, opposite of failure, because we're Americans, we don't want to think that we can fail, but, like, you know, just not hitting a home run or whatever. I think as soon as you open that up, that opens, that actually does have benefits beyond just that moment, because it starts to open up other ways in which you're looking at your art and your expression and getting stuff out there. And so I wonder if part of that is what we can do here in Chicago, is that, you know, we have all this theater here and we have a great art scene and all these things, and maybe it's just the idea that you're allowed to try something, and it, if it isn't a huge success, it's not the end of the world. You can just sort of, you know, pick yourself up and keep moving forward. Mm-hmm. And then to your question about the filmmakers, I think it's wonderful for us. Rebecca actually has more experience with this in the programming, I mean, festival side than I do. But I think when we were coming up with this event and who's going to make films for it, it's like, what kind of voices do we want to hear? What stories do we want to hear? And so, yeah, diversity is important. And, like, that's the stories that I think we're all interested in hearing, you know, more from those groups of people. Mm-hmm. And really trying to give them opportunities to find audiences and to tell the stories that they want to tell.
This is the third year, 3 years of doing this now. What have you learned over the last couple of years doing this? What are you trying to bring to this one that you didn't or you wanted to in the last couple of years?
Fire.
You already answered that. Fire. I think we learned, like, you know, that the event is a party. You know, it's not this, like, rager, but, I mean, there's fire this year, so maybe there's going to be a rager. But I think I tend to be sort of serious, and, like, I kind of loosened up after the first year. You know, I come off of, you know, film festival Q&As where it's very, very serious, you know, very, like, you know, everybody, you know, Q&As and talking to filmmakers and asking them sort of the basic questions. So I kind of, like, at least personally, I learned to embrace the party feeling and the sort of that like on the edge sort of dangerous feeling, loosen up a bit. I think we both learned not to, to even engage with the filmmakers even less. You know, we're there for them, we support them, but beforehand we try not to influence any way, shape, or form on the content. Like, we're just like, here's your running time, what are you going to be filming on? And then, like, here we provide them with all the media that's going to be destroyed. So we just try to really not influence them. So yeah, I think just the fun and, like, the freedom, giving us the freedom, and then the fire. So fun, freedom, and fire. If I didn't mean to be
a little bit,
but there you go. There you go.
Yeah. And to that point, you know, we do have, there's beer. It's, donation only if you want it. It's basically free, but it's from Goose Island, which is bad. So, like, we have good beer. And it is end up being, like, basically it is sort of a party. I mean, Rebecca and I actually had this other idea, and this might be a little too inside baseball, but it feels like whenever in the film industry, whenever you get a chance to mingle with other filmmakers, it's at a festival or some thing, some entities holding a party, but mm-hmm. like you have to sort of listen to their spiel, or they're under the auspices of, like, whatever festival or camera
sponsor
rental house
or whatever.
And so Rebecca and I always had this idea of, like, what if we just threw a party? I think we wanted to throw it in a field, like in the middle of a field with, like, a keg. And it's like, don't bring any business cards. Everyone just come out who's in the film industry and, like, let's just hang out and mingle and just get to know each other as human beings. And we've never done that. But I think that maybe that this is one of the sort of side effects that's coming out of what Destroy Your Art is that it ends up actually being a really cool time. Partly because these people make these films and then destroy them, it is oddly an event without ego, because you know, at a festival premiere or whatever, it's like, oh, there's the filmmaker. But this time they're just like, they destroy their film and they almost like become citizens again in a weird way. Where it's just like, they're just one of everyone in a weird way. And the energy is so good because everyone in the audience, you just participated. And this is probably where it gets slightly into the performance art territory, because you've all sort of participated in this, like, I hate to say it, but this like happening. And it sort of connects and binds the filmmakers with the audiences, I think. And so afterwards, when you're hanging out and talking, like, you know, I had a film teacher who was like, the worst thing you could ever have happen is that your movie ends and the people in the audience, like the person looks at their date and is like, so what do you want to go for dinner? And like, you just don't think about the film at all. You just sort of like, okay, whatever. That was my 2 hour entertainment. Like, let's go. That doesn't happen at this event. People are just like, oh, wow, how was that? Why'd you do that? Like, and just tons of talking. That's just the end.
And it seems like you might want to take notes.
It's true. I remember the first year I was like running around, you know, like really busy, and the very first film played, and I was like looking down at my phone to like make sure like I hadn't missed any text or anything. And I was like, oh my gosh, like Rebecca, like you too need to watch these films because they're gone, you know? So I think it does make, and we don't make people, you know, give up their phones or anything. We just sort of say like, hey, be cool. Like, don't film anything, you know, tweet, text, check in. Do an Instagram story, whatever, but nothing of the films themselves. And and I will say, like, you know, I've had the conversation with filmmakers like a zillion times, like Jack was saying, like at an after party or after a film, where I say like, so what's next for your film? And it's just so nice not to be like, so what's next for your film? Instead, I'm like, you know, talk to me about like the experience, or like, how are you? Or just like hang out and like, here's a beer. And like, that was really fun. Thanks for doing it. It's sort of, they do become citizens. I like that Jack said that. They sort of become, we all sort of are in this like club. We should hand out little cards.
Well, I really enjoy that because, you know, film events, I love going to screenings. I love being part of the film culture. I love, you know, seeing what's happening out there. But I think you guys both really touched on something, which it gets stale. It gets really stale, a little self-serious, a little bit posh in a way, even when people really aren't trying to be. We're not talking about, filmmakers are generally, to me, not people who are particularly... I don't know, too full of themselves. I mean, you have to have a certain level of ego to be making films, but it's a healthy ego. Sure. And to have this egoless event is really cool, where people can just kind of wash themselves of that and also not have to answer that question, what's next for your film? I can't tell you how many times I've heard that at like a post-screening thing. It's like, oh, so when you're a teenager, how's school going? Or how's college? Oh, how's your job? It's really kind of not that interesting. And this gives us a unique opportunity to remind ourselves why we're here, is to talk about the film itself. I've had very few experiences in going to mainstream films over the last, you know, couple of years where I really felt like I got to sit down and have a conversation with someone about what we just watched instead of like, I don't know, just trying to talk about box office projections, which I'm sure, Rebecca, you're totally tired of. You don't want to hear any more of that. You're already dealing with that every other day. You don't need more more box office mojo in your life. So
yeah, that's so true.
Yeah, destroy your art. Oh my God, it's a one night only scene, a happening of film and destruction, two things which I wouldn't mind if they went together a little bit more often. I think it's a really fun thing to do and a really fun new way to experience cinema and maybe rekindle that love of going to an event and going and watching a movie with a group of people. It's Saturday, August 10th, 7 to 10 at Inside Town, 1954 South Troy Street here in Chicago. The website, www.destroyyourart.com. Where can we find any Instagram accounts, Twitter? Where can we find you guys?
Totally. We destroyyourart.com. It's not destroyyourart, you know, 2572 or anything. We got the URL, which is great. So destroyyourart.com, and then we're on Facebook as destroyyourart, and then Instagram too. We're at destroyyourart, so you can find us there, and you can get tickets online, and we keep it cheap, and there's lots of beer until it runs out. So it's a really fun night.
Fantastic. Rebecca Fons and Jack Newell, the co-founders of Destroy Your Art. Again, the third year. I guess I want to end on one final question. Don't you think it's a little bit ironic that for a an event that prides itself on destroying everything in one night, that's been going on for 3 years now, and hopefully more into the future?
Yeah, we really, it is, yes. And we really, after the first year, we were like, do we do this again? And we just decided we would keep doing it with new filmmakers, a new form of destruction, and a new location every year. And that way, until we run out of cool locations and ways to destroy things, we'll keep considering doing it.
I'm predicting maybe a robot next year. You guys get a killer robot that just chops it up with a chainsaw or something like that. I would definitely be excited to see that. All right, we'll see you all there. Okay. Destroy Your Art at Inside Town, 1954 South Troy Street, Chicago, Saturday, August 10th. Be there and see films that you will literally never get the chance to ever see again. Rebecca, Jack, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to another episode of NoCo Cinema here on WGM Plus. We are your guide to cinema here in the city of Chicago. I'm Tom Hush, and we will see you all next time.